Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit X22Gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3020, and today's date is March 14th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Trump Promises to Totally Obliterate the Deep State. We're in the final battle. The stage is set. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private what's the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're following the path like they did during the pandemic. Let's just think about this for a second. During the pandemic, they announced that this is the perfect time for the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They thought they were completely in control. They thought, well, we're going to have the people locked down for many, many years. The economy is going to be destroyed, which is their illusionary economy. The supply chains would completely implode on themselves, and people would be stuck in their houses, and the governments around the world would continually borrow and borrow and borrow, and they would send this money to the people every single month, and they would be in complete and utter control. They would be able to usher in the vaccine passports. They would be able to depopulate, because a lot of people would die during this period of time, because remember, there was going to be nothing to help the people during the pandemic, and a lot of people, they'd become depressed and a lot of things would happen, and they thought, this is the time. We now control the situation. And what happened? Was the country locked down for 10 years? No. Was the world locked down for 10 years? No. Did they try to push the vaccine passport? Yes, they did. How did that work out? Oh, wait, that failed. They thought they had it made. The same thing is happening now. They believe they're in control. They believe, wow, okay, we can use these events to our benefit. We can actually nationalize the banks, which they pretty much did. And we can use this to then create additional events to bring everyone into the central bank digital currency. Do you really think this is going to work? Or is Trump and the Patriots, are they leading them down this path to make them feel that, hey, we're in control of this. We're very confident, just like during the pandemic. Well, I do believe that's exactly what's happening. Why? Because sometimes you need to show the people the truth. Sometimes you need to jolt the people awake. And with banks failing, what do you think this accomplishes? Do you think the people are sitting back going, yeah, all right, two banks, not a really big deal? Or do you think the people are going, okay, these are two banks here. I just heard Trump in Iowa. He said, well, this could be the beginning of something. And then you have Moody's coming out saying, okay, we're going to be watching these six banks just in case. Do you really think it's only six banks? Or do you think something else is happening here? And do you think the people are waking up? Do you think the people are saying, okay, I have all my money with the bank. Something's going on. The FDIC needed to go to the Treasury, to the Fed, and they needed to create something out of the ordinary where the Fed is going to completely take control. Something is happening right now. Now, once again, take what we just learned and now think about inflation. When people start to see the fiat currency completely implode on itself, where it's going to lose a lot of value, which means you're going to see inflation, the people are really going to wake up and people are going to start to think, well, maybe I need to do something to protect myself. Maybe I need to shift my assets someplace else. And I do believe this has begun. And I do believe what Trump and the Patriots have done is they set the entire central bank World Economic Forum up and they're leading them down this path. And in the end, they will not be in control. Because remember, when a crisis happens, yes, if you're in control, you can use the crisis. But if you're not in control and someone else is, they can use the crisis. Who are the people following right now? Do you think they're following the fake news? You think they're following the Fed? You think they're following the Biden administration? Absolutely not. And as things get worse and worse and worse, and I'm talking about the economy, the border, war, where do you think the people are going to be looking to? Are they going to be looking towards DeSantis? Absolutely not. Are they going to be looking towards Biden? Absolutely not. They're going to be looking towards Trump for the solutions. And this is why Trump has been putting out the solutions, letting everyone know what to expect. Because when someone tells you this is what's going to happen, and it does happen, people go, oh, maybe I should follow this guy. Maybe I should hear what he has to say. And let me see what happens the next time around. Oh, wait, it's true again. Now, take on the other side, you have Biden, who's saying there's no inflation. It's just going to disappear. How'd that work out? Fuel prices are because of COVID, because of Putin, because of this and that and the other thing. And fuel prices are, where are they today? They're moving up again. And what did Biden do? He used the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to actually counter the rising fuel costs. And now we hear with banks, he's still letting everyone know, well, don't worry about it. The banks are safe. Then why did Moody's just put six banks on the watch list if all the banks are safe right now? So in the end, just like Andrew Jackson, where do you think this is all going to go? The people are going to stick with the person that's been telling them what to expect. And we can see their entire system. I'm talking about the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank, their entire system now is falling apart. And you can see the matrix. You can see what they're trying to do. And those people that are waking up, it's getting clearer and clearer as every day that passes. Take, for example, what's happening with Pete Buttigieg. Now, do you think the people are behind Pete Buttigieg? No, we mentioned this yesterday, that people really want him to resign right now. And what does Pete Buttigieg want to do? It's not really him. He's just the front guy. What do they want to do? They want to tear down racist highways. Now, is this really about racist highways? Or are they trying to increase traffic and congestion? Are they trying to stop people from traveling to different places? Do they want to make it harder for people to travel to different places? That's exactly what they want to do. Let's take this to the next level. The electric car manufacturers, they decided they're going to remove the AM radios from their vehicles. They're claiming safety concerns. And this is what the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, this is what they are famous for. Well, it's national security. It's your safety issue. Oh, we have a special report. So they want to remove AM radio from the cars. Now, FEMA's out there saying, well, a lot of the emergency broadcast systems go through the AM radios. But why would they want to remove AM radios? Because most of the conservative talk radio shows dominate the AM bandwidth. So why would they want to remove that from the car so nobody can listen to it? Really think about it. You think this is just coming out of nowhere? No, this is part of their agenda with the economy, with the Green New Deal, with everything. Is it going to work in the end? No. And what's very interesting is that in the very beginning of Biden's administration, he decided to suspend Trump's oil drilling leases in Alaska. And that was like one of the first things that he did. He said, nope, we're not doing it. We're not drilling oil in Alaska. Now, all of a sudden, Biden decided, okay, we're going to allow Alaska oil drilling to produce about, I don't know, 180,000 barrels of oil a day. Now, the climate activists are out there screaming and yelling, say this is absolutely ridiculous. Why would Biden go ahead and decide to do this at this point? What would be the reason? Is he in control, or is there another reason why he went ahead and did this? Well, I do believe that this was put into place, and we know how much oil Alaska has. Trump mentioned it many, many times. And I do believe that this was set up to help with the transition. Because remember, Trump, on his first day of office, what did he say he was going to do? He was going to make the country energy independent again. And I do believe that this is being set up right now. So when he comes in, he can actually do this. And there's a lot of oil in Alaska. And there were a lot of projects that Trump signed on to saying, yes, we need to start drilling in Alaska. Governor Mike Dunleavy put this out on Twitter and said the following: the Willow Project approval is great news for Alaska, but the Biden administration banning new oil and gas developments across 16 million acres in Alaska is a bad deal. And yes, there's a lot of oil up there. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, what they're doing is they're setting certain things up right now. So when Trump comes back into office, the country can quickly move in a completely different direction. And when we start to observe and watch all these things, you can see how these things are playing up, because it makes no sense for Biden right now, if he's following the Green New Deal, to actually go ahead and use the oil in Alaska. He could use the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. He can import more oil from other places. Why would he do this right now? It makes no sense. So I do believe that this somehow, some way, is being set up for what is coming. Now, the other thing that we know is that Silicon Valley Bank, this contagion, I do believe, is just the beginning. And Trump mentioned this. We'll be talking about that in just a minute. Because think about what has happened with this one bank, and actually the Signature Bank and now other banks. They're going to be feeling the heat very, very soon. But the SVB Bank isn't just a standard bank. It was a tech industry type of bank, and it supported the rest of the world. So SVB's 40,000 customers are mostly tech companies, and the bank provided services to around half of U.S. startups. So this is very interesting, because most of these startups, they have workers around the world. They have companies around the world, and it's not just here in the United States. There's also a lot of businesses out in Europe that no one would support. So these are all the tech startup companies. Where was SVB? We know it was a woke bank. We know that the deep state, they were money laundering through many of these different banks. Was this being used to control the tech organization, the tech structure? And they were using this bank for all these different startups. Because remember, the deep state players, they controlled the social media platforms, they control everything that we're seeing today. So was this used to fund certain startups to control information and other technologies. I do believe so. And it looks like this was just wiped out. Now, I know there's a lot of jobs that are associated with this, but once again, I think this is part of the deep state players. Actually, if you look out in Israel, this has dragged down 500 Israeli startups also. And this is becoming very, very interesting as we move forward. Because remember, this bank, SVB, was also funding China and their tech startups.
X22.com.
Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com and other venture capitalists. And we know that this bailout that we're watching is not just going to the people that have under $250,000. The Fed took over to bail out the rest of the depositors. I do believe they're probably with the deep state players. They're with China. And we can see there are certain representatives now asking certain questions, like Senator Tom Cotton. He says, and he put this out on Twitter, it's well known that SVB funneled American money into Chinese companies. I pressed the Biden administration today to commit not to bail out Chinese companies with money from Arkansas's taxpayers, but they refused, which tells you that's exactly what President Biden plans to do. Absolutely. He's going to bail out the Chinese, bail out the deep state system. This is what they've set up, and this is what they've planning to do with other banks, because they know the other banks, they are also in trouble. Remember what the Fed has done right now. The Fed has not been helping the economy. They've been destroying their economy. They've been destroying their old system, which means their old banking system. I do believe what they're trying to do right now, number one, we know they're nationalizing. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. They're also consolidating the smaller banks, just like during the pandemic. The reason why the big corporations, they were able to stay open is because they wanted all the small businesses to fail. You see, they like to centralize. And to centralize, you need to create events. Centralize, you need to get rid of the small, the low-hanging fruit. And you need to have the bigger companies buy them up and destroy them. And I do believe this is exactly what we're seeing right now. Now, as they continue down this path, what are we going to see? Well, I do believe that the Fed is going to try to say, hey, maybe we shouldn't be raising rates as much. Maybe they'll raise it again, but at a lower percentage. Or maybe they'll say, let's just take a break this month. We'll have to see how what happens with this. We know they're going to use this as an excuse. We also know to bail out these banks, what does the Fed have to do? They're going to have to print a lot. The country, I know they say, oh, don't worry, it's not going to fall back on the taxpayers. Don't worry, we're going to sell their assets. Don't worry about all this. It's almost like the war in the Middle East saying, hey, if we take over Iraq and all these Libya, Lebanon, guess what? The oil is going to pay for everything. Did it? Absolutely not. So they're doing the same exact thing. It's the same exact playbook. There's no difference here. But now small businesses, they're very concerned about inflation. And we're starting to see inflation start to pick up. Small businesses are very nervous about this. Wages are declining over time, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And we can see that rent inflation is up by 8.76% year on year. And last January, it was 8.56%. The shelter inflation is up to 8.10% year on year. And in January, it was at 7.88%. And we can see that real hourly earnings, they are down by 1.3%. And this is a record 23rd consecutive month. Technofog on Telegram put this out and says, this means that just 2 months of Biden's presidency have seen inflation-adjusted wage growth and real earnings have been negative during 92% of Biden's tenure. An unprecedented achievement. Absolutely. And this is what the people are experiencing. Remember, no matter what they say about the percentages, about inflation, and everything else, the people experience this every single day. They know exactly what is going on. And we can see that they've been trying to blame this on Trump, just like they tried to blame the train derailment in East Palestine. They tried to blame it on Trump. And they've been saying, well, Trump deregulated the banks, and this is why this is happening. Well, it seems that this is completely falling apart on them. And Barney Frank, you know, the individual that was involved in creating Dodd-Frank, well, all of a sudden he came out and said, you know, that's not really why the banks are failing. That's not why this is happening. Frank argues that his bank wasn't even insolvent when it was shut down. Based on its exposure to the servicing of the crypto industry, there was a run and the collapse of crypto-focused Silvergate Bank in San Diego. And Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX crypto exchange had more to do with why the run happened, more so than lifting of the regulation. And think about the Signature Bank. Think about Silicon Valley Bank. Well, Silicon Valley, that was a woke bank. They were more concerned about diversity and everything else. They didn't manage its risk. Actually, they went months without a risk manager. Well, how does that have to do with Trump? I mean, this bank wasn't run very well. And Frank's argument stands in stark contrast to the Warren argument calling for bigger, heavier regulation. Nobody brings up Biden inflation or SVB's bad management. We seem likelier suspects for the problem than Trump, which they most likely are. And we can see that the fake news, they're starting to change their headlines a little bit because as more and more information comes out, they noticed and they realized that, holy crap, this narrative is not working because people are starting to look into this much, much deeper and they're starting to realize it's not just Trump. Maybe it was bad management. Maybe it was the stimulus package. Maybe it was a lot of other things. Maybe it had to do with the Fed. Maybe it was all these things together. Really think about that. Because Li Fang on Twitter put this out and said, in 2018, Silicon Valley Bank lobbied to shift reporting rules to exempt itself and similarly sized banks from systematic risk tests. On the day of the vote, I talked to lawmakers and they laughed off the idea of bank influence, claiming the bill only benefited community banks. Then we have Paul Sperry. He put out two tweets and it says the following. Fed Reserve Bank of SF that missed massive red flags and SV Bank run by openly gay diversity quota and Janet Yellen protege Mary Daly, who focus more on climate change and inequities than regulating rogue banks like SVB, also chairs San Francisco Fed Diversity and Inclusion Council. And then he said, blame game. Don't be misled. The MBS panic resulted from Biden's COVID panic. His overstimulus and lockdown-induced supply chain crisis stoked inflation, which forced the Fed to ramp up interest rates, which killed MBS market and left banks like SVB that place big bets on MBS exposed. And yes, with everything that we're seeing, Biden is the one who caused this. Actually, the deep state, the D's, they caused these problems. Because what are they doing? Well, they thought they had the pandemic to be used to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They started everything in motion. And once you start everything in motion, you can't stop it. And all of a sudden, people started to see the fuel prices go up. We saw inflation hit. Actually, Janet Yellen was out there saying, don't worry about inflation. It's going to go away in a couple months. Biden was out there saying the same thing. Actually, Jerome Powell from the Fed, he was also saying the same exact thing. And every month that went by, they started to change their story because they were caught in a lie. They knew exactly what was happening. Badaji put this out on Twitter. He said, banks are failing because they bought treasuries. Full stop. The safest asset in the world is the riskiest asset in the world. And he's absolutely right. And what's very interesting, and I interviewed Harley Schlanger many, many times, good friend, he's always said to me in every single interview that we need to bring back Glass-Steagall. And if you remember, going back in time, when they removed Glass-Steagall, it allowed the banks to speculate. And this is what we had. We had the crash in 2008, 2009. Now, here we are once again where banks are in trouble. And think about what the FDIC, the Treasury, and the Fed just did. Well, the FDIC insures all accounts with a balance of $1 trillion or more. The Fed is going to back all of this up, and they're going to support all the depositors. So what can banks do right now? Do they have to worry? No. They're allowed to trade on leverage with customer deposits. Is it more safe or less safe? Think about this for a second. Genevieve Dechter, CFA, put this out on Twitter and said, the Fed and FDIC have signaled that they'll backstop basically every bank's deposit. Does this incentivize banks to take even greater risk with our deposits? Absolutely, it does. So are they helping the situation or are they making it worse? Of course they're making it worse. Now remember, why interfere with the enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? And they're trying to explain to America that this is going to help them. But again, it's always the opposite. Let's go back in time a little bit, because remember, Obama was the one who set a lot of this stuff up. Paul Sperry explains. He said, in effect, socialists drafted many of the new rules and regulations for Wall Street and the banking industry. Now their fellow travelers are inside the gates of the giant regulatory bureaucracy they set up, assisting in socially reallocating capital. Think about that for a second. So when you start to look at it and you look at what the Fed has done, what the FDIC, Janet Yellen, and the rest, remember, they're all part of the same system. Basically, they're backing all of this up. And actually, Jim Rickards on Twitter explains with a very simple example, and he puts it in layman's terms so everyone can understand, of exactly what they're doing. He says, I have a 15-year-old car with 221,000 miles on it. I'm hoping Jay Powell will accept it as collateral at par. What I paid for it instead of market value, zero. Worth a try. That's what they're doing with the underwater bonds in the entire banking system as of tonight. Wow. Really think about it. And like we said from the very beginning, Moody's, they're telling everyone, listen, we're cutting our outlook on the entire U.S. banking system to negative from stable, citing a rapidly deteriorating operating environment. And they actually said, okay, these six banks, they're going to be on our like warning list here. And this is First Republic Bank, Zions, Western Alliance, Comerica, UMB Financial, and Intrust Financial. And I do believe there's going to be a lot of other banks joining this. And I do believe this has just begun. And what's very interesting is that Kevin O'Leary, he actually stunned CNN. Because he said the decision by Joe Biden to guarantee every deposit in U.S. regional banks, this is basically him nationalizing the U.S. banking system. And he is correct. Anyone who's holding assets like stocks or bonds in the U.S. bank now needs to reconsider the disappeared line between government and the bank assets. If the government can assume control and backstop every single account balance within the bank, the government can assume and control all activity of the bank. Remember Canada? Remember how they froze the bank accounts in Canada when the truckers were out there protesting and they had to actually go to the banks and say, hey, by the way, can you freeze this person's account? And the bank said, okay, let me take a look at it. Okay, it's frozen. What do you think they're going to be able to do right now? They no longer need to ask the bank to take action. The government has regulatory ability to demand the bank take action. And then when you really look at the situation and you see this is the first problem in a much bigger problem, actually, where they're moving us into the Great Reset. They're trying to take complete and utter control. They're going to try to usher in the central bank digital currency. What are the people doing? They're looking at the situation, those who are watching this very closely, and they're saying, okay, now I'm going to protect myself and I am not going to be in the banking system. Why do you think Bitcoin shot up? Why do you think all of a sudden people are buying gold and silver? Think about it for a second. Sometimes you need to show the people and you need the enemy to do what they do best, because this actually pushes people to do something. If nothing happens in the economy, if nothing happens in the banking system, people just sit there and say, okay, my money's safe. I don't got to worry. But when you see something happen, then all of a sudden people go, whoa, wait a minute. What is going on? And Trump, during his rally out in Iowa, he said something very interesting. Take a listen to what he said.
We have now banks that are closing. Two banks, two big banks yesterday closed. That's a bad sign. That could be the beginning. We have an economy that's in shambles.
Now, Trump, he was talking about the banks, and he said this could be the beginning. Beginning of what? Remember, he's been warning us this entire time. He told us that we're going to be headed towards a 1929 type of crash. And actually, remember, during this period of time, this moved us into the Depression. Then all of a sudden, gold was revalued. They asked for people's gold, and they didn't allow people to purchase gold anymore. And then all of a sudden, we entered war. Anyone see the same thing happening right now? Because Trump has been talking about war. Everyone see the economy falling apart? This is what they're trying to do. And I'm talking about the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum. They're following the same exact playbook. Trump already knows the playbook. And once again, it depends on who's in control. Was the deep state in control of the pandemic? Well, if they were, you'd be sitting in your house right now. There'd be no food on the shelves. The supply chains would be ruined. Everyone would be depressed. And you'd be getting your monthly allotment. You wouldn't be allowed to leave. You'd be wearing your mask. And you wouldn't be able to visit any relatives. Is that happening today? Absolutely not. So do you really think that they're in control of the financial system? No, Trump has the people behind him. He needed the people to push this next phase. And the next phase is to get us out of the central bank system. And as people wake up, as more and more banks fail and the economy gets much worse, because remember what the Fed was doing. They weren't raising the rates to control inflation. That was never going to happen. What they were doing is they were destroying this system. Trump trapped the Fed, trapped Biden in all of this. Remember, going back to the very beginning, they thought they were in control. And as the system collapses, it erodes the trust of the banking system. It erodes the trust of the Biden administration. And the more they push, the worse it's going to get for them. Their credibility is down the toilet right now. And when people see what's happening, people start to look for a solution maker. They're looking at a person that said, hey, listen, I told you this was going to happen, but don't worry, we got a solution for you. Are you with me? And the people go, yes, I am with you. Let's get out of this system. Let's move in a completely different direction. And I do believe during this period of time, what are people going to do? As the system breaks down, they're going to look to protect their wealth. And I do believe they're going to be looking towards other currency. And what is that going to be? I do believe it's going to be Bitcoin. I think it's going to be gold and silver. And people are going to have an insurance policy against what is coming. Just like those people that knew what was happening back in the Great Depression, 1929. A lot of people didn't turn in their gold. A lot of people buried it. They hid it for many, many years. That's how they protected their wealth moving forward. And I do believe a lot of people now, and it's even easier with Bitcoin, you can actually shift everything someplace else just with a click of a mouse or touch on your phone. And we can see that this is going to wake a lot of people up, and a lot of people are going to start to realize what's going on. The deep state, the World Economic Forum, the private central bank, they're not in control. Yes, they're going to bring us down this path because Trump and the Patriots, they're allowing them to bring us down this path, because sometimes you need to show the people the truth. You need to show the people the true system and their true motivation. And as people see the truth, the people then say, we don't like this. We don't like what they're trying to do. And this really wakes a lot of people up. Like we said from the very beginning, when the crisis hits, we all have this in common. We want to protect our money that's in the bank. We want to have a job. We want to be able to pay our bills. And as the Biden administration, the Fed, and the deep state players that are orchestrating, the central bank that's orchestrating all this, their credibility is going to be going down the tube, just like the CDC, the FBI, DHS, and the rest. So I do believe Trump, the Patriots, and Trump is letting us know that this is the beginning. Yes, this is the beginning of taking down the central bank system. Actually, it started a little while ago, but now people can really start to see what's happening. And yes, this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better, but I do believe it's going to wake a lot of people up, and a lot of people are going to make a move that they would have normally never, ever made. Because now they're seeing what's happening. And now they're saying, okay, I can't depend on the banking system, especially with the rating agencies, and I'm doing air quotes right now, where they're saying that there are problems all over the place and they're warning people. And yes, people, they're going to protect themselves. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they're in complete control of this situation. They're going to use the crisis to their advantage. And we're going to be moving away from the central bank system. Is it going to be very easy? No, it's going to be bumpy. It's going to be difficult. Remember, the central bank system is very, very large, very deep, very large. They have a central bank system in almost every single country. And they've taken over our financial system. And to leave it is not just like, oh, you throw a switch and like say, okay, we're done here. Remember, they don't want to give up control. They're going to fight back to the very end. But think about the strategy that Trump is using. Is he coming directly at them, or is everything happening under the president's watch? Optics are incredible. And the people are waking up in droves, especially with the banks failing. Can you imagine if this was happening under Trump's watch? How well would that go over? What happens if Trump went directly at the central bank and tried to destroy them? How well would that go over? No, allow the Biden administration, Obama in the basement, of course, the World Economic Forum, the central bank, allow them to push the stimulus, allow them to push the Green New Deal, allow them to push the Great Reset while the people are watching. Remember, the veil has been lifted right now. And everyone can see what's happening. Yes, if they had a war, if they had the actual pandemic, people would be busy doing other things and they would be able to pull this off. But now they can't because the people see it. And this is going to be their downfall in the end. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now losing at every single level. They don't control the narrative. The people aren't behind them. They're losing more and more people every single day. They're losing their ability to control the information that is out there. The fake news isn't working anymore. The social media platforms aren't working anymore. Since the Twitter files, everyone realizes that the FBI, DHS, CDC, corrupt politicians, they're involved in censoring. And as we continually move down this path, the deep state is in trouble. And Trump right now, he is on the hunt. And he has already told us many times before that this is the final battle. He is now going after the deep state. He has his war paint on. And he's already letting us know, and he's told us multiple times, that he's going to obliterate the deep state players. And remember, the deep state players, they built this system. The system's been in place for quite a while. We're in the process of exposing their system. Think about what people have learned to this point. And as the exposure phase continues, it makes it harder and harder for the deep state to actually put their message out there. Because if you notice, their message is being destroyed with in a matter of days, in a matter of hours, or even minutes right now. And they are in trouble. And everything has been set up. The stage has been set. Think about Trump's 4 years when he was in the White House. Everything during that period of time was to set up to take the entire deep state down. Everything was to put into place. And everything that had to do with devolution and everything else was set. And plans were made with the military, with other organizations. And remember from the Post that there are a lot of good people out there. Other countries are helping right now. So when you look around and you start to see what's going on, it's other countries that are assisting with what is happening right now. And I do believe that Trump, he spent the 4 years preparing, getting everything ready. And then we moved into the second part of the plan, and that is the exposure phase of the plan, where he needed someone in the White House. He needed the actual deep state players. He needed Obama. He needed Soros. He needed the rest to actually push their agenda. Now, he knew that they were going to do this. They were going to follow the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They were going to open the borders. They were going to start a war. This is all part of their 16-year plan. And he knew that this would wake the people up like we've never seen before. And that is exactly what was happening. If he was in the White House right now and he was saying, oh, this could have happened or that could have happened, people will go, but it didn't. And I don't really know if that's going to be true. And instead of explaining it to people, and maybe not many people believing him, he showed the people and said, okay, you want to see the truth in the matter? You really want to see what these evil people are going to do? Well, I'm going to show you. And once you see it, you're not going to believe it. And actually, it's going to get worse and worse until you, the people, decide enough is enough. And that's exactly what he put into place. He put the resident in place, and everything else that he put in place in the first 4 years is set, and he wanted the people to see their true agenda. Now, remember, he came into the White House. He put them way behind schedule. He put other things into place. He knew exactly what was going to happen. And then he started to tell everyone, well, let me just let you know, if Biden gets into the White House, this is what you can expect. You can expect people to come over the border. He's not going to finish the wall. You can expect the economy to crash. You can expect the stock market to crash. You can expect your pensions to completely disappear. You can expect a 1929 type of crash. And you can expect war out in Ukraine. You can expect war in other places like in Taiwan. These are the things that you're going to experience. And what have people been experiencing? Exactly what he said was going to happen. Now, if he just said it and these things didn't happen, people wouldn't believe him. But now he said it, and it's happening one after another after another. This is the great awakening right now. And now think about what happened with the banking system. You think this is waking a lot of people up? You think the economy that's imploding on itself, you think it's really waking a lot of people up? Of course it is. Now, I do believe we're going into the third phase, which is coming up when we reach 2024. And I do believe this is the takedown phase of the deep state players. Now, the big question is, what happened to the 4 years when Biden and others overthrew the government and took the presidency away from Trump? How do you make amends? How do you say, okay, this was stolen from you. Does Trump get it back? Can he actually serve another term? This is going to be very interesting, because when a robber steals diamonds and he gets caught in the act, you got to return the diamonds. Do they have to return those 4 years? This is going to be very interesting as we move forward. But you can see that the people are no longer with the deep state. And the deep state, they're panicking. Like we said from the beginning, I do believe they're going to start to push their physical war. And we already know from the World Economic Forum that there's going to be cyber attacks. And we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. And we also know that they're going to try to bring us into a real war. This is a part of their 16-year plan. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know this playbook. Yes, there's countermeasures in place. It doesn't mean it's not going to look scary, because remember, the people, they're watching this all play out. It's like one gigantic movie. Actually, take yourself out of it. Pretend you were watching it on a movie screen. It would look like a movie right now. And as people watch this, they're becoming disgusted with who? The Fed? The Biden administration? All the people that are in the Biden administration? The different agencies? The fake news? This is why they're destroying themselves. And why would he interfere with this? He wouldn't. And think about all the investigations that are going on right now. I mean, this is a complete and utter disaster for them, and it's getting worse and worse as time goes on because more and more information is coming out. It's squeezing them. It's pushing them back against the wall. And in the end, they're not going to be able to explain this. That's where the entire information war breaks down for them, because how do you explain this? Just like they can't explain the January 6th videotapes, they've lost that narrative. It's gone. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about how the people are no longer with them. And you can see this through many different things. Trump continually mentions the fake news and how their ratings are completely imploding on themselves. You can also see it with like the Oscars, because the people are no longer believing these individuals. Remember, these individuals used to be the mouthpiece where people looked up to them. Oh my God, they're the movie stars. We have to listen to them. They're telling us what to do. And if you go back in time, you can see that there were a lot of people that were watching the Oscars. If you go back to 2013, 40 million people watched the Oscars. 2014, 43 million. And then when you fast forward to 2018, it dropped to 26.5 million. And then you move forward to 2020, right before the pandemic, it was 23.6 million. Now, during the pandemic in 2021, when we're in the heart of everything, many people really didn't care about the Oscars at that point in time. So if we skip that year, and it was only about 10 million people that year, if we go to 2022, it dropped to 16.6 million people. And recently, in 2023, they lost another 600,000 people. It's down to 60 million. So think about it. Back in 2013, it started at 40 million people. They're down to 16 million. So they've lost 24 million people. They're no longer watching the Oscars. You know why? Think about what's been happening over this period of time. Wokeism, their agenda. And they keep pushing on the American people. And what are the people doing? They're tuning out, just like with everything else. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Alexander Vindman, he's back in the news. And this individual was the whistleblower during the impeachment hearings and everything else. And he's being accused of war profiteering. Now, this is very interesting. Now, there were documents that were recently obtained by Human Events that show that Alexander Vindman has been pitching the government of Ukraine to obtain lucrative defense contracts. In August of 2022, Vindman, operating as CEO of Trident Support, pitched a deck on a Ukraine weapon system sustainment center to address problems with Ukraine's weapons management, namely readiness, repair, and maintenance. Vindman proposed that for $12 million in initial funding, his company, Trident Support, would bring support closer to the front lines by providing a logistical midpoint from which equipment could be distributed. And what makes this very interesting is that Vindman seems to have confirmed that he and his company is indeed trying to contract with Ukraine and profit from the war. In now a deleted tweet that Vindman wrote, and this is what it says: "Thanks for the advert. I'm trying to get logistics in place to help Ukraine win the war and secure America. Looking for philanthropic contributions to get it going. Reach out if you support the cause of democracy and U.S. national security." Since then, since the Human Events article was published, Vindman speculates that the claims are a defaming lie. And he tweeted out the following: "Attorneys, is there a defamation suit here?" So when you really look at this, Vindman is a public figure, and as such, he would have to first prove that the statements by Human Events are false and that Human Events acted with actual malice. Publish them knowing they were false or with reckless disregard as to whether they were false or not. Since Vindman seems to have already confirmed his involvement and was looking to partner with others to get it going, it seems Vindman's next defamation lawsuit might end dashed on the rocks right next to his first attempt. And also there'd be discovery and they would be digging into everything that he's been doing. So this is not going to work out too well for him. And this is very interesting. Just like it's very interesting in what's happening with the Biden family. The Treasury Department right now will comply and release suspicious activity reports, SARs, generated by the Biden family and their associates' business transactions to the House Oversight Committee. The Treasury's compliance to disclose the SARs is a massive development in the House Oversight Committee's investigation into the Biden family business to determine if Joe Biden is compromised by Communist China. The committee is investigating the Biden family business for 9 violations, including wire fraud and money laundering. U.S. banks have been flagged over 150 SARs from Hunter and James Biden that included large amounts of money tagged for further review by the Treasury. SARs often contain evidence of potential criminal activity, such as money laundering and fraud. The suspicious records will provide details about how the family business operates and desire transparency on Hunter, James, and Frank's foreign businesses' transactions, along with knowledge of whether Joe Biden remains compromised by foreign governments through his family businesses. And we all can say that most likely he is compromised. And there have been millions and millions of dollars that have been flowing through all of this. Paul Sperry put this out on Twitter, said the following: developing, President Biden's daughter-in-law, Sarah Biden, figuring larger in-house investigations of Biden family influence peddling with the Chinese. Money trail leads back to her and her husband's shell company. This is a no-win situation for the Bidens. Think about all the investigations that are going on right now. And these aren't being pushed by Trump. These are being pushed by Republican House representatives. And they're digging into everything about the Bidens. Wait until they start getting his tax returns and they start to put all of this together. You think the deep state's going to have a problem with Biden? You think the deep state's going to want to keep him in position? I wonder what the first indictment's going to be. This is going to be very interesting. Now, I do believe what's going to happen is they're probably going to try to take him out, most likely with the 25th Amendment, because we know that Trump has been telling us that this is going to happen. And I do believe after this, we might see the first indictment against Biden, because with the House investigating all of this, what do you think they're going to end up doing? Are they going to refer this? Is this going to happen? We're going to have to watch this very carefully. But the other thing that people are starting to realize, and this is because of the Twitter files, let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. And the investigation into the weaponization of government and having Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger all speak in front of Congress, they saw something very, very interesting for the first time. They saw how there were certain individuals that didn't care about free speech. They saw certain individuals that didn't care about freedom of press. What they saw was how they want these people censored, how they want these people shut down. And the people are learning quite a bit. Michael Schellenberger put this out on Twitter. He said the following: 4 watershed events led to the inescapable conclusion that the entire Democratic Party and parts of the GOP had become the enemy of free speech. Thank you, Miranda Devine, for fighting disinformation from the censorship industrial complex. And he's absolutely right. This is what the people have seen. They've seen that the Democratic Party and parts of the GOP have become the enemy of free speech. And I do believe in the end, and we've known this for a very long time, the D Party is going to cease to exist. Think about all the things they have done. Now, the rhinos, they're going to be going along with them because it's the Uniparty. And I do believe this is about exposing everything that they have done. And the people now are seeing more and more of this as time goes on. Think about it. If we never saw the Twitter files, if we never saw the emails, the information about how Schiff, about how the CDC, the FBI, and the rest, how they were controlling the narrative, censoring people, people wouldn't believe it. People wouldn't believe that the government was actually doing this. They wouldn't see the D's right now the way they really are when these people were testifying under oath, and the D's, all they did was attack their credibility. They attacked these individuals. And the people saw this, and they saw, well, wait a minute. We have the FBI, the CDC, the DHS, and other politicians. They're telling people to censor, and all you're worried about is going after these people that are just relaying the message. I mean, really think about this. They took what was on Twitter and they just relayed it. They're the messenger. And they were actually going after the messenger instead of going after those agencies, the politicians that were calling for censorship. So that tells you everything you need to know, because are they concerned about any type of violation that has to do with the Constitution? No, they really don't. And they just blew it. They cannot recover from this. They are done. Now, Trump, he's been letting us know that World War III is lurking in the background, in the dark background, and he is the only individual that can actually talk about peace. And really think about what he's saying here. Think about why he is the only one that can talk about peace, because all the others are compromised and they're not controlling this. They're being controlled by other entities. We'll be talking about that in just a second. But first, Australia, which is very interesting because they're part of Five Eyes, they're going to buy up to 5 U.S. nuclear-powered submarines. And they're going to build a new model with U.S. and British technology under an ambitious plan to beef up Western muscle across the Asian Pacific in the face of rising China. So really think about this. Would Biden say, okay, you know something? I need you to create more subs. We're going to sell you some subs to go up against China. So if Biden is controlled and owned by China, why would Biden do this? He wouldn't. Why would this be happening? Is this something that's part of devolution? Is this part of the plan to keep China under control moving forward? I do believe so. I want to go back to Post 912. This is March 10th, 2018. And Anon on the board said, Australia is part of Five Eyes. Q says, Five Eyes is very important. It won't be around much longer. Relevant here, but not the focus. Post 906. It says, R.E. Reed, R.E. Australia, Australia donations to Clinton Foundation. Why is this relevant? More than you know, this is big. So if Australia was involved, and other countries, as we know, UK, were all involved in the deep state getting Trump, and the military now is involved, do you think these different countries are cooperating with Trump? Because we know from the Post, there are a lot of countries now that are working with Trump. I don't believe it's just China and Russia right now. And when I say China, I'm not saying the CCP. Remember, Trump met with Xi. He also met with Putin. And I do believe, I think these two countries and many others, because they've been caught in all of this, and Trump, he gave them a ultimatum. Either you work with us or you go down with what you have done. And I do believe they chose to work with Trump. And I do believe that these countries are now helping bring down the deep state players. Remember, Trump is continually telling us that he is going to make peace. Yes, there's going to be a scare event. Yes, there's going to be a war. Yes, you're going to see the Biden administration, the fake news, rhinos, the D's, you name it, and former corrupt politicians all coming out saying, we need to go to war, we need to go to war, we need to go to war. But you need to remember something very important, and actually Clandestine clears this up on Truth Social. He said, Trump is in a position to become the global peacemaker. Trump has no crimes or assets to cover up in Ukraine. Trump can make a deal because Trump has nothing to hide. Biden cannot make a deal because he is covering up deep state crimes against humanity. He's a dead man walking. The same with Obama, the same with other corrupt politicians, the same with the rhinos. They cannot make peace. They're not in control. Now, what's very interesting, and we'll be talking about this a little bit later, Tucker Carlson posed a question to Trump, to DeSantis to Pence and many others, but we're just going to concentrate on these three, asked him a question about war with Russia. Now, we're going to be talking about that in just a sec. But what's very interesting is that as time goes on, people are starting to realize that the bioweapon that they injected, it's not working the way they were told it was going to work. Actually, they lied when they were selling this to the people. And the people are starting to realize, and especially with those countries that got the bioweapon injected, they're realizing that there are major, major problems with it where they're making people sick. Now, what's very interesting about this is that there are control groups out there. There are a lot of people that did not get it. I don't believe the deep state, big pharma, expected this to happen. And now you can make the case and you can look at those people that were injected and those people that weren't injected, and you can see the difference. So this is very interesting, because what are we seeing in the other countries where they force them to get one vaccine, then the booster and the booster and the booster. So they have a lot of this, all these chemicals within them. Well, there's been a study out in Australia. It's not peer reviewed yet, but I do believe it's going to be peer reviewed. And this study lays out that there's an excess mortality in Australia for those people that were injected with the bioweapon. And you can see that the number of people that have died, well, there's an excess amount of deaths. If we go back to the year 2019, we can see that it's about 3,500 people. In 2020, it was 1,500. 2021, 10,000. 2022, 22,000. 2022, at the end of 2022, it was 30,000. And it's just getting worse and worse. And we're seeing this in Israel. We're seeing this in the UK. We're seeing it in many different areas right now. And I think as time goes on, more and more people are going to see this. And remember, the big pharma, the governments, they all lied to the people. They told everyone that this is going to protect them. It's going to stop transmission. And now people are seeing the side effects to all of this. And I do believe in the end, they knowingly put this out there and they knowingly lied to the people of the world. And I don't believe they're going to be able to come back from this, especially with declassifying certain information. Now, we know that Josh Hawley, he put forward a bill, and China is very worried about this, and they want everyone to see this information. Now, once again, the House passed it, the Senate passed it. I do believe the D's are going along with this because they want Biden gone, and most of these individuals, they probably know that there were certain individuals working with Biden and others to overthrow the government and overthrow the duly elected president. And they're trying to kind of tamp this whole thing down and actually just remove Biden from this. Now, Biden's going to fight back. I don't believe he's just going to go ahead and say, okay, let's declassify everything. Let everyone see everything. It seems that he's actually most likely going to veto, because why didn't he sign the bill right now? Clandestine explains. He says, I'm getting the sense that this isn't as cut and dry as we thought it would be. If Joe Biden was serious about transparency surrounding COVID, he would have signed this bill already. Biden won't veto unless the Dems agree not to override him. Is he securing votes behind the scenes? I do believe so, because if they have the majority right now with this bill, he doesn't want this being produced. He doesn't want to declassify it. So he needs to do something. He needs to make a deal with certain Dems. Now, think about this for a second. What happens if they say, you need to step down as president? Your dementia is going to get worse. You're going to step down. We're going to take you out with the 25th Amendment, and you can save face this way. Is that the deal he's making? Because right now they have him. Stop and think about this for a second. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Robert Kennedy Jr. He was being interviewed by Jimmy Dore, and he said some very interesting things, and Kenneco the Great put this out. And let me just read it to you. He said that Dr. Anthony Fauci has been in charge of developing bioweapons for the Pentagon since 2002, and in 2014, three viruses escaped from U.S. labs, so he moved his bioweapons research to the Wuhan lab. They took the money that Cheney gave them from the Patriot Act, $2.2 billion, and they funded it through NIH, and it all went through Anthony Fauci. So beginning in 2002, Anthony Fauci got a 68% raise from the Pentagon from doing bioweapons development, and he got a raise of billions of dollars, and then he started doing all of this gain of function. In 2014, three of those bugs escaped in high-profile escapes from different labs in the U.S. Congress held a hearing on it. Everybody was angry. And 300 top scientists sent letters to Obama saying, you got to shut down Fauci because he is going to create a pandemic. So Obama ordered a moratorium. And at that time, Fauci had 18 different gain-of-function experiments he was doing around the U.S. He instead moved his stuff offshore to Wuhan, where he could do it out of sight. And these 300 scientists and nosy White House officials who were trying to shut him down, and he continued to do it with the same people he was funding there, Ralph Baric and Peter Daszak, and they moved their operation to Wuhan Lab. And I wouldn't be surprised if they also moved it to Ukraine. And I do believe we're going to find out very, very soon that, yes, it was in Ukraine, and this is what they're trying to protect out there. That is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is coming from Lily Tang Williams, and she put something out very interesting on Twitter. She says, I am a survivor of Mao's cultural revolution. Here are some of his revolution features and tactics. You can judge yourselves if these look similar with today's America Will cultural revolution. And she starts off with number one, and it says the following. Mao started cultural revolution to purge his political enemies and become a supreme leader to control entire China. His campaign slogan, destroy the four old traditional ideas, culture, habits, and customs. Number three, arbitrary division of society by using critical class theory and identity politics by dividing people into oppressors, the five black classes oppressed, the five red classes. Number four, quasi-religion indoctrination of urban youth, red guards, shut down schools for years for them to do class struggles full-time, promote division, hatred, envy, and equity. Number five, street names, change words of definitions, censor words, burn relics, temples, and churches, demonize all the religions as cults, promote communism as the sole ideology, Mao as a godlike leader. Seven, struggle sessions, public shaming and denouncing, self-criticizing, apologizing, thought reform, re-education camps for the black classes. Number eight, guilty at birth by relationship, by association, passwords, deeds, lose jobs if you don't comply, silence is violence. Number nine, family and neighbors turn on each other. Children, we're told parents, are not dearer than Mao. Urge teens to change last names to cut ties with their black class families to show loyalty to the revolution. Number 10, redefine social norms. Promote unisex, gender-less societies. Girls dress like boys and soldiers. Create confusion and social chaos. Ban dating in schools. Number 11, press and media were controlled by CCP and used for propaganda daily. Cancel individual merits, silence dissident voices from all professions, ban books, songs, music, art, and comedies that are not politically correct. Using mob tactics of fear, intimidation, torture, and violence, no rule of law. 20 million died. Many committed suicide, including intellectuals and party officials who supported the regime. Hope you understand why immigration like me and many others are very concerned today about America. We want to give our warnings until we stop the destruction of the country we love. And you can see they're following the same exact playbook, and people, they're actually seeing it. It's not to make the country better, it's to destroy the country. And this is why Trump stepped in, and this is why Trump had to wake the people up. Because without waking the people up, people would have just followed along in all of this, and people wouldn't have questioned it until it was way too late. I mean, it happened in Nazi Germany, it happened here with Mao, and it was going to happen here. But Trump, he decided, okay, let's wake the people up. Let them decide. Do they want to go along with this now that they can think logically? Or do they want to fight back? Do they want to push back on all this? And I do believe it's working because we're seeing the people push back. Now, we can see the people are pushing back with the January 6th fake insurrection. It was an insurrection by the deep state players. And now we have the attorneys for the January 6 prisoners, they're saying that the FBI is explicitly making a mockery of the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment restrictions in order to wrongly convict the defendants. And they're saying that since the January 6 tapes and everything that's coming out, we need to dismiss all cases amid the allegations that the FBI altered evidence. So we have the January 6 video coming out. We know that the FBI is altering evidence, and now it's time for the judges to do the right thing. Now, once again, we know we're dealing with a criminal syndicate, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, like we said from the very beginning, Tucker Carlson, he's asked the GOP presidential candidates questions. And they ask questions about what would you do with Ukraine and Russia? Should we go to war? Now, we know Trump, he pretty much said he's going to make peace. We should have peace. Now, DeSantis, he said the same thing pretty much, that we should not be going to war. Now, I'm sure the Uniparty is very, very angry with this. But Pence, he was saying that the United States supports Ukraine in their fight against Putin. And we follow the Reagan doctrine and we support those who fight our enemies on their shores. So we will not have to fight them ourselves. There's no room for Putin apologists in the Republican Party. This is not America's war. But if Putin is not stopped and the sovereign nation of Ukraine is not restored quickly, he will continue to move toward our NATO allies, and America would then be called upon to send our own. He didn't talk about peace. Now, what's very interesting is that DeSantis talked about peace. Trump talked about peace, and I think Trump is the only one that can actually handle the peace deal. But this is very interesting because think about what is happening right now. We know that Trump is going after DeSantis, hitting him very, very hard. So is he really going after DeSantis? Who's he really going after? We know that there's the Uniparty that is trying to push DeSantis to go out there and go up against Trump. They're going to push very hard. So I do believe Trump, what he's doing right now, he's going after those people behind DeSantis. And it's very interesting that we have Trump and DeSantis talking about peace, and we have Pence in the mixture. And he also came out and said, hey, I blame Trump for everything that happened on January 6th. And we need to go after Putin and we need to stop him. So it seems like he has Pence on one side doing exactly what the Uniparty wants. And DeSantis, who hasn't made an announcement yet, the rhinos are trying to back him. And I do believe in the end, I feel like this whole thing's going to fall apart for the Uniparty and those people that are investing in DeSantis. And all they'll have left to go with is Pence. And I think Pence is actually working with Trump and he's going to drop out and Trump is going to be the only one standing. Now, again, there are other candidates, but I don't think we need to be concerned about those candidates. But we're going to have to see how this all plays out. But what's very interesting, besides all of that, is that Biden said something completely out loud. He said that Carter asked him to deliver the eulogy at his funeral. So why would he mention something like this? And actually, he said, oh, by the way, I shouldn't have said that. And this is something the Washington Post is putting out there, which means they're getting ahead of the story. And is Carter already gone? And they already had this discussion and they're just projecting out there, prepared and ready to use his death to clog the news cycles? Starting to seem that way. Because remember, for a president funeral, all the news is going to talk about is the funeral for days. And they know this. And I do believe they're waiting for the right moment. And he kind of slipped up by saying this. And maybe he didn't slip up. Maybe they're just projecting out there because this is part of their plan. But he said it. And I think that's very, very interesting. And we know that they can't control the flow of information. We know that they're losing the information war. And I do believe this is why we're starting to see all these different stories come out about solar storms, about cyber attacks. The CBC from Canada put this out. Solar storms that produce vibrant northern lights also create an electrical current in the ground that can cause transformers, a component of traditional energy infrastructure, to overheat. Transformers increase or decrease the voltage of electricity flowing through an energy grid. Now, they're saying that this might not happen. It's, you know, the odds of this happening are astronomical or it's very low probability. But we saw this happen before. There was a solar storm in March of 1989 that knocked out power across Quebec for more than 9 hours. So that's very interesting. And then we have another story coming out from Canada. Remember, Trudeau actually is a student of the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum saying that, yes, we're going to have some type of cyber attack. So out in Canada, a Canadian engineering giant whose work involves critical military, power, and transportation infrastructure across the country, well, they were hit with a ransomware attack. They were cyber attacked. Toronto-based Black & McDonald has so far refused to publicly comment on the cyber attack. And it seems that there's a problem there. Now, This is very interesting that they're bringing this out into the open, that they were cyber attacked. And the experts are nonetheless concerned, saying the attack on Black and McDonald represents a far greater threat to Canada's national security and critical infrastructure than the attack on Canadians' largest bookstore chain, Indigo Books and Music Inc. And they're saying that this is a completely different ballgame. So are they testing the cyber attacks? Are they preparing to cyber attack? And Trudeau out in Canada saying, okay, go ahead. Let's see what we got here. Let's do some testing. I do believe that's exactly what's going on right now. Because remember, in the end, when you can't control the flow of information and you don't have the narrative, you need to shut down communications. And I do believe this is exactly what they're trying to do. And yes, there are other agendas associated with this. Remember, we're starting to see the banking system fall apart. We know that they want to bring us into the Great Reset. So yes, this is going to be used for many different agendas, just like the pandemic was used for many different agendas. One of them was to actually get rid of Trump, to bring in the mail-in ballots, to bring in the drop boxes, to overthrow the United States government. The other part of it was to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, to have everyone, you know, take the bioweapon, to have the people controlled for depopulation. Yes, there are many different agendas associated with all of this, but we can see that none of it has been working out for them. They've been countered every single time. Now, Trump, he was out in Iowa, and he was at a rally, and the people were fired up to see him. There were lines outside. People were all lined up. But he said a couple things during the rally, and Kerry Lake put this out on True Social. It says, at Real Donald Trump, Joe Biden did one hell of a job from his basement. Katie Hobbs, too. They robbed the American people blind in broad daylight and insert these feckless derelicts into office. Enough. All Americans must demand the restoration of a free and fair election. Absolutely. And remember, the deep state, they stole the election from Trump. Trump won the election. There was a red wave. What was this? What did they do? It was a purple revolution. It was a multifaceted, multi-stage conspiracy that consisted of many different steps. Think about it. When he first came into the White House, they started off with Russian collusion. And that was a complete and utter hoax. Then there were two back-to-back baseless impeachments. And then there was the plandemic. And then from the plandemic, we saw a new election system, new infrastructure that was created, which was based in fraud. The mail-out balloting and harvesting, the mail drop boxes, you name it. And we also saw the de facto takeover of big tech by deep state intelligence agencies for the use of censorship and propaganda machinery. We saw the January 6th insurrection happen, and they all put this into place. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that Conservative Treehouse found something out very interesting about what happened on January 6th. Let me just read what he wrote. In order to complete the 2020 election coup, Pelosi, Schumer, McConnell, and Pence needed to create an emergency. The only way to prevent Congress from delaying the certification of state electoral votes was to create a crisis that would easily be designated an emergency. The crisis was created to eliminate the motion challenges to halt the certification and to begin voting to look into voting irregularities and fraud. The two motions were completely legal and constitutional under at least two constitutionally recognized procedures. Procedures that would require the House to pause the certification and then vote to determine whether the motions of suspend could move forward. By eliminating the motions from the records of the House, they could certify the fraud with no detractors on record and give SCOTUS and reason to claim that the cases before it lack standing. In order to prevent those two motions, the Speaker of the House, the minority leaders, and the President of the Congress, VP Pence, could not be present in the chambers. This allowed Speaker Pelosi to suspend the Congress unilaterally under emergency rules. This protest was necessary. The crisis was created because there is no other way to suspend the business of certification unilaterally. The crisis invoked emergency procedures, and Pelosi was able to prevent and delay the certification herself. When Congress returned later that night, Pelosi was in charge. The Speaker initiated the new sessions under special emergency rules. These rules abandoned and make it clear that the only purpose of the new session was to expedite the certification and dismiss all prior regular session procedural rules. This is why those two motions to table votes to consider a debate and pause to the certification of state vote electors never happened later that evening when the House business was reconvened. it was at the new session that VP Pence, president of Congress, would also have no ability to even consider pausing the electoral certification because there were no motions of disagreements on the matter. So in a technical legal claim, he is correct that he had no constitutional authority to address any issue of fraud or doubts about electoral irregularities. Really think about that for a second. I do believe that the House now needs to get the emails, the text messages, the documentation from what really happened during this period of time. And remember, the January 6th entire event was to cover up all of this, because what did they do? They cheated in the November 3rd election. Trump is continually saying this. And you can see just from this and what they did here, well, it's all starting to make sense now and what they did. And this is why Trump out in Iowa, this is why he's out there saying that he's going to obliterate the deep state. Take a listen to what he said.
The thing is very simple. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them. And I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will fire the unelected bureaucrats who have weaponized our justice system.
And if you really listen to what he's saying, is that once he's elected, all of these people are going to be gone. He has everything on them. And he knew exactly what Nancy Pelosi was doing. He knew that Pence didn't have the ability to do anything because they were in an emergency session. And Pence wasn't in control during this period of time. Really think about this for a second. Pelosi was in control. So Pelosi didn't take Trump on bringing in the National Guard. Pelosi said, we don't need them. She set everything up to create this emergency so she could take control of what was happening with the certification, took control away from the VP, and they went ahead and they covered up what they did on November 3rd, where they overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. You think Trump doesn't know this? Of course he did. You think they wanted the president to be in there? Of course he did. Did he catch them in the act? Of course he did. And now he's going to obliterate the deep state. What does that mean? It means this entire time, everything that has happened, he has all the information. He's built the case. This is the biggest sting operation the world has ever seen. And when he says he's going to obliterate the deep state, he's going to remove all these people, it's because he caught them all. He has the evidence of all the crimes they have committed. And now with the people awake, can he present it? I don't mean he's going to present it himself. Oh, it's going to come out. But I do believe it's going to come out from all different areas. And I do believe the timing is very important. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40%, and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust, founded in 1974, hold your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to keto with x22.com. That is keto with x22.com.